Good morning. I'm going to try and get through this without crying, but there's no promises. My name is Eva. For those of you that don't know me, I have been coming to Renaissance since about 2011, 2012. So I've been here for a while. I serve on the wonderful media team in the back, and I also am a current council member. So those are some of the different ways that I identify myself with. But I'm also have a career in the patient financial services in healthcare. I'm a sister, I'm a friend, a cousin, a niece, and a daughter, not only to my wonderful parents, but also to our Heavenly Father. And I say all of that because in all of those things that I identify myself with, all of those things except for one, I'm often seen sometimes as imperfect or unworthy, a fake and a fraud, or a disappointment, which I know all of those things are not true because God does intend for all of us to find their identity in Him. So God did not make us to be somebody else. He did not intend us to be what our parents want or what our spouse wants, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, our boss or our friends, but He made me to be me and you to be you. And because of what communion represents, and because I identify myself as a daughter of our Heavenly Father, I am then seen as perfect and worthy and true and just. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, I am a saint. And not because I go around doing saintly things, there's many people in here that would testify against that, but because my hope and trust is in Jesus alone. And although we struggle with our sins, my core identity as a Christian is as a saint and not as a sinner. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, I am blessed. I've received the greatest blessing of all from God, which is Himself. And no matter the other blessings that He may choose or choose not to put in my life, I rest in knowing that God loves me and is working everything in my life out for good. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, I am loved. As a Christian, nothing can separate me from God's great love for me. And because of His sacrifice, I am forgiven. Jesus paid the price. I am forgiven for all of my sins, past, present, and future. All because I placed my trust in Jesus. The list goes on and on of who I am because of Jesus' sacrifice. And this is why we take communion, to represent His sacrifice for us. The night before Jesus was crucified, He had supper with His closest friends, and He broke bread and He said, "This is my body, which is for you." And they shared wine and He proclaimed, "This cup is now the covenant of my blood." And as they shared the bread and the wine, He asked them to remember Him. The crackers and juice we have in our hands represent His broken body, and the juice represents the blood that He shed for us. And He asked that we remember Him. Isaiah 49:16 says, "See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands." As we remember Him today, know that He was remembering you on the cross, that the wounds of His hand had your name on it, and that He knows our name, that He sees our heart, and that He knows our identity. He has the final word on who we are, not what anyone else says we are or what we say that we are, but who He has said that we are. So as we go forward with our week, let us remember Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." So as we enter into a time of worship and the church or the band comes back up, take the time to remember who Jesus is today, to remember His sacrifice. Remember that He knew your name whenever He was on the cross. And during this time of remembrance, you can take your communion whenever you please. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that I would stop trying to find my identity in anything other than being your child. Our identities are often tied to the jobs that we have, the relationships we create, and other earthly things. And when those things inevitably change, it can shake our foundation unless our foundation is built on the one never-changing thing, which is you, Lord. God, we know that in this ever-changing world, we can rest knowing that there is a never-changing God. And when we ask that when we start placing our identities in something else, Help me remember in those moments that nothing, nothing, nothing will ever satisfy me the way that you will. In Jesus' name, amen.